Hi everybody,
welcome back to Blue Lotus Cafe. There are many things we want to talk about. We covered many topics so far, and in our last podcast we talked about financial independence, and today we want to go more into when you're developing your projects. There's one thing that most of the people don't want to talk about and they're afraid to talk about, and this is called an exit rule. I will leave it to Christoph to explain what exit rule is and why is it so important.
I think I realized that maybe I was in the mindset or I was a project manager the day I realized that I love exit rule. So people think it's very painful because they put some personal judgment in their project. Mm-hmm. So never do this. That's mm-hmm. the first rule. Never put any personal thing in a project. So there are so many things in a project that you don't control. They are related to the time. Mm-hmm. They are related to the economic context. Mm-hmm. A lot of things. So stop putting everything on you and mm-hmm. thinking, oh, if you're good, you will always achieve. No, mm-hmm. there is a part of luck. There is a part that you don't control. There is part in timing. There is part of economic situation. So let's see. Developing a project as being a surfer, and I will talk today about seizing opportunities. Like, as a good surfer, you would surf the right wave. Mm-hmm. Now, to surf the right wave, not only you need to be trained, you need to be ready, you need to have a board.
Yeah.
But then you cannot start before the wave. You cannot start in the middle of the wave or after the wave.
So you see, the right time.
Timing is very important. What is an exit rule? The idea, it's coming from the Harvard Business Review, and they had an article that was talking about strategy as simple rule, and it was about how to take advantage of opportunities. And the sprint that we are doing in business coaching is also called an opportunity study.
Yeah.
So in an opportunity study, what you do is that for any project, you define at the end of that week of evaluation or preliminary study, if you can go for the project, if you would have to wait, like you wait for investment or something, if you have to edit, meaning you have to change your project because some things are not clear enough, or if you have to exit. As Ivor explained it, people don't like exit rules, so they don't want to think because they say, oh no, I want to make sure, I'm sure it would work out.
Yeah.
I don't want to think.
But they love the idea so much, then they don't care about the facts, if it's possible.
But also, I think people are afraid that by putting on paper what would not work, it will give bad luck or something like this.
Mm-hmm.
So let's put bad luck out of
the
equation here, and let's explain. So, as I said, there are timing rules that are very important in a business, but then there are exit rules. And the exit rules are the condition to pull the plug.
Mm-hmm.
So I will define when or why I would need to pull the plug. When I say pull the plug is I would have to stop the project. So again, when I look at my project, I need to figure out the scoping, the boundaries. I need to figure out the priorities,
mm-hmm.
which we talk in essentialism, meaning what is the core thing that I'm doing, the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I need to figure out how to do it, the feasibility. So this is the how to. And then the timing, if I'm coming in the right time. And finally, the exit. So in the exit rule, we will look at if there are conditions where we would need to stop that project.
Can you give us a few examples of some projects or exit rules when it really applies well?
So, a very simple one. Let's imagine that you develop a new web application and you are four person and each person is very key to the project.
Mm-hmm.
So one very common exit rule that is for startups or new project is to say when in the project team, one of the key members is leaving for whatever reason, family, things that are outside, then the project has to stop. So let's say tomorrow you, Ivor, you have a friend, he has a crazy concept, you have a crazy idea, you work together, crazy time, and then you want to develop something, an app. You will do the video and he will produce and develop the app.
Yeah.
So you bring a key element to the project, but he brings a key element. Mm-hmm. Now you are both in Croatia, and then suddenly that guy has an offer to work at Google in America. The project stops. So that's a very simple exit rule. There is a project, one key member leaves, so you have to stop. Now you would continue alone, that would never work. So, and it will be a risk and you will waste money.
Yeah.
So also the exit rule is, you want to know the time where pursuing, regardless of what did happen, would actually be a loss.
Mm-hmm.
So in France, we say that you need to cut your arm before you lose the whole arm.
Yes.
So this is exactly that idea. Another example is timeline. And it's regarding to something that you were talking about in marketing, which is the time to market.
Mm-hmm.
I will take a very simple example that I experienced one time in my life. When I was working in the video game industry, we had to make a new game and I had 200 developers working. So I was the director of that development team.
Mm-hmm.
And we were working for 2 months, every night and weekend. We were like in the red zone. So everybody has to work constantly.
Wow.
Okay. Which is, I really would never suggest to do this anymore. But anyway, it was at that time we were doing stupid shit like this.
Uh-huh.
So now, at this time, you have to know a video game. The window to sell it is Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
80% of the sale will happen during Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And then before that, you need in October to be in the catalog for Christmas.
Okay, so
you need to have a prototype and something to show to make sure that it's ready. Now, if you go back in August, at some point, the director, I was working as a freelance to manage the development team. And in August, the director of finance realized that the risk that we wouldn't be in time was more than 70%.
Wow.
So it was very likely that not only we won't be able to deliver anything in October to be in the catalog, but then we won't meet that Christmas deadline. And the video game industry is such that the technology evolves so much, you cannot bet on saying, oh, I will go to next Christmas.
Yeah.
Because technology will evolve, so it's not working.
Yes.
So he did pull the plug.
So already in August, so you didn't so even in try August, to do
we,
it until...
We had a meeting and he said, on that Friday meeting, I will always remember, he said, look, we are stopping the project.
Wow.
So your team will be reaffected and on Monday, there is nobody working. We were 200, huh?
Wow.
Only the developers, I'm not talking about the graphic people.
Uh-huh.
And so over the weekend, we had to organize. I did throw up a big party, I had every people drunk, and after I explained what was happening, and then on Monday, we stopped.
Wow.
And they were reallocated on other projects and doing other things.
Yeah.
And this is something where you see when you work in a market which is really time dependent, then you have that risk. So a good example of an exit rule is that you try to reach the deadline. If you cannot, then it's out.
Because you also don't want to lose more money than you already lost.
Of course. And also, if you know already that, imagine how it costs to have 200 developers every month.
Of course, yeah.
So you cannot, just cannot. And another one, and this is something that we actually have at Blue Lotus or any place, where you do programs and you want to offer a new program or new class, or you want to make a master class, you want to organize a retreat. So you introduce a new format and then you define from the beginning a certain point where you need to have enough booking. Otherwise, you won't proceed. So you have to cancel. So from the beginning of the project, you will think, okay, these to go all the way to organize it. We need a minimum to run that event. And in event, you have this a lot. So people, they want to organize a retreat, they want to organize a weekend of something. Then they need a minimum of person in order to cover the expense.
Pop up or anything.
If in the meantime, there is not enough booking, then you have to cancel. Mm-hmm. So this is a very simple exit rule. So you don't have enough demand. Sometimes you can edit the project, so change your event or make it in a different way, or sometimes you don't, and that's where you use your exit rule.
In every podcast, we have how to do something, so how to set up the exit rule in a proper way.
In business coaching, I try as much as possible to introduce people to the idea of doing a study before starting. So before you invest your money, before you rent a new place, before you hire a team, think about your project. So let's take just 1 week, and that 1 week is enough to put everything on paper, to know what you want to do. And so this is what I call a preliminary study or opportunity study, and it's before the launch of your project or the preparation phase.
And before spending any money.
Before spending money other than your time.
Mm-hmm.
As you know from previous podcasts, your time costs something.
Yeah.
But indeed, it's where you limit the cost. So this is when you don't have started to put expense that you will have to commit.
Mm-hmm.
To put it very simple, you want to avoid that you are forced to go for the exit. You are forced to quit. You are forced to cut your loose. You rent a location for 1 year,
mm-hmm.
and then you have to stop. So you will have still to pay even though you have to stop because you cannot afford anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So the right time to set an exit rule is during that preliminary study before your start. You will define with the people in the team, the founder, if you are only founder or if there are different founders. You will define and you will say, okay, what is, if you look at the project, as we said, you will define the scope, the key process, the key resource, what is the key team. So you define the key elements that will help you to see how it's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to define, normally you want to have like what we talk about, like an unfair advantage. So something to clearly differentiate yourself.
How you are unique.
Yes, it's your uniqueness, mm-hmm. Key resources, and from this you will define key indicators. And normally, if they are really key indicators, it means that if you don't meet those key indicators, that's where you have your exit rule.
Ah, okay.
So the exit rule would be different things. One key element or key resource of the project when you started disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk about example before, but I will take other example. Or you have to meet some key indicators and you don't. So let's say we want to open a cafe.
Okay.
Our unfair advantage is the rooftop.
Okay.
I mean, that crazy rooftop is fantastic.
It's just beautiful. I love it.
Yes. So this is our unfair advantage.
Yeah.
Imagine that in the time we work on the project, we lost the opportunity of the location,
mm-hmm.
we have to go back to another location,
mm-hmm.
then that unfair advantage doesn't exist. So for me, there is an exit rule here.
Mm-hmm.
We have to reconsider the project, and we cannot just copy-paste a project that was based on a crazy rooftop if we don't have anymore that crazy rooftop.
Yes, it's a completely different project. So you either start again or you re-edit
You can edit, but this is what I call an exit rule.
Mm-hmm.
Another one would be, again, key resources. So we have that project, we have the crazy rooftop, we have both in the project, and we have a DG, fantastic DG, will create a great atmosphere and things.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the project,
mm-hmm.
and then that guy has a gig elsewhere and disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Then this is also an exit rule.
Okay.
And then after that, yes, we have the crazy rooftop, yes, we are crazy about it, but it comes with a but. It cost us $2,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
We know we can afford this for 3 months. but we need from the second month to start to at least cover that.
Yeah.
If we don't, this is an exit rule.
Again, yes.
So you see that exit rules are acting on your key resources, or if someone, something that was in the scope of the project disappear, there is a condition that changed.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the location and then you don't have that location.
Mm-hmm.
You have a car to deliver, you don't have anymore the car.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that you take from granted in your project, which is not there, you have a supercomputer to do your calculation, you don't have it anymore.
Yeah.
Because the university will give it for free, now they want you to pay for it. Then it changes the condition
yeah.
of your model. So you need to redesign your model. So that's an exit rule. Part of the team, someone in the team was there, is not there anymore, you have to change. And finally, you don't meet the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So here, I'm talking about what we were talking previously about, which is bootstrapping
mm-hmm.
or self-finance project.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if you have external investment, then can be different. But if it's your money, if you don't meet the numbers, don't bleed until you're dead. So you have to stop. So the exit rule is actually you will stop before it's too late. Because you will need some resource to be able to be resilient and bounce back. So that's why you have to be conservative. And in any project, you need to define numbers and you have to meet the numbers. If you don't meet the numbers, maybe it doesn't mean it means that it will never work. So it's better to get out.